This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, I want to start with the celebrity trash. It's brought to you by Docklands Film Festival, May 2nd through May 5th. Visit Docklands.com. And be listening.
Great job.
Thanks. We're actually giving away tickets to one of the documentaries that's being shown on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's called Motherlode, so listen for your chance to win. I'm going to start the celebrity trash with a big concert announcement. It's the Jonas Brothers Happiness Begins Tour. And they are going to be performing on Tuesday, October 8th at the new Chase Center.
Those guys are everywhere.
Oh, you can't get rid of them.
One of them's in the new Ugly Dolls movie.
Yeah, doing
another one of them is selling Cigna to me.
Oh, really?
About my health on a TV commercial.
Maybe it's Kevin. Doesn't one of them have like adolescent diabetes or?
I don't know. I can tell you if I see his picture.
Yeah, one of them has. One of them has like a pretty serious, you know, lifetime style disease.
Whoa!
I'm a sucker for you. I'm a sucker for you.
This is the kid selling me Cigna.
Nick Jonas.
Nick is the one?
Has type 1 diabetes.
Oh, okay. So, if you want to check them out, I assume you can keep it here on Alice, but...
You never know,
you
Sarah.
You never know.
Might be hawking these tickets next week.
Could happen. The tickets go on sale May 10th at 10 a.m. And let's see. Looks like their guests are Bebe Rexha and Jordan McGraw. So if you want to check out the Jonas Brothers, or you have someone in your life who does.
You know you do.
Keep it here on Alice. Hey, Uzi just showed me. Anybody else here watching Handmaid's Tale? Do you watch that?
No.
I don't. Is it on Netflix? I forget.
No, it's on Hulu.
On Hulu, okay.
It's a great show. The book I read.
Another subscription I don't
another
need.
Subscription. If
what went through my head is, no, I watch sports.
Yeah. So Handmaid's Tale, season 3. It's starting on June 5th, I believe. Yep, there it is, the new season, which is great. This is, it's the girl... She was...
Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah.
She's on...
Mad Men.
Was Mad Men. What's her name? Betsy...
I can't remember, like, but she's
Peggy.
In...
Peggy!
Peggy!
Yes!
She's in the new movie, Us.
Yep. Oh. She's great.
Yeah.
She is just an excellent actress. She's also in a show that's set in New Zealand. I think it's called... It is called Top of the Lake. Mm. And that's another great one. She's just a great actress. So I just watched the trailer. Uzi was showing it to me for season 3. And
it looks epic. Like, I go, does this mean anything to you? Because it doesn't mean anything to me.
It does. Yeah. It's excellent.
It's so dramatic.
And if you love to read, that's a Margaret Atwood book. You should read everything Margaret Atwood has ever written. Her social commentary mixed with... sci-fi is she's amazing. I love her. So I read Handmaid's Tale years ago, and then they made it into the series, and they have really done it justice. It's excellent. They're far past where the book ended, and I'm dying to see season 3. So if you're a fan of Handmaid's Tale, new season debuts just a month from now. Very exciting. Oh, and I believe Bryn, did you put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
correct.
Page? So
Sarah
head
and
to facebook.com/Sarah and Vinny. You can see the trailer for yourself. It's long, too. It's really good. Empire was renewed. And they did negotiate an extension to Jussie Smollett's contract.
Oh, really?
That does not mean that he is going to be on the show. They just officially renewed Empire for a 6th season. A network exec said, by mutual agreement, the studios negotiated an extension to Jussie's option for season 6. But at this time, there are no plans for the character of Jamal to return to Empire. Jussie's people are holding out hope. They said, we've been told Jussie will not be on Empire in the beginning of the season, but he appreciates that they've extended his contract to keep Jamal's future open. TMZ speculates that this is the show waiting to see what happens with the civil case that the city of Chicago has now filed against him.
Well, and they've subpoenaed Kim Fox, the lady that what did they
forgave him of all the charges?
Right. So she's, dismissed all the she's charges. She's fighting for her work life right now.
Like, why? Why did you do this?
Right.
And in the end, he may wind up owing almost $400,000 to the city of Chicago if they get everything that they're asking for. So it's good news, bad news for him. Looks like he'll get paid for the season, which is, you know, that's good.
You want to get paid. But
bad news is this might be the last money he ever gets.
Yeah.
So good luck, Jesse. Next time, try not to fake hate crimes against yourself.
Oh, you don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Allegedly.
Yeah, fine.
Exactly.
It's alleged. In my mind, though, in the court of my own mind, that dude, come on. speaking of stuff that people do, Felicity Huffman is going to plead guilty May 13th in the college admissions scandal. She has been scheduled to enter her plea in federal court in Boston May 21st, but there's some snafu with the scheduling, so it's going to happen earlier than that. She's going to do it on May 13th. She's agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud, mail fraud, and honest services mail fraud. She paid about $15,000 to have a proctor correct the answers on her daughter Sophia Grace's SAT exam to artificially inflate her score. She actually made a statement of contrition, which is what everyone in this should have done. She said she felt deep regret and shame for the pain she caused. I'm in full acceptance of my guilt. With deep regret and shame over what I've done, I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions. I'm ashamed of the pain I've caused my daughter, my family, my friends, my colleagues, and the educational community. According to the terms of her plea deal, she could get between 4 and 10 months in jail and a year of probation. She agreed to forfeit the $15,000 she paid to have her daughter's exam corrected, and she also looks like it's going to be at least a $20,000 fine. So there's that.
And you keep reading about Lori Loughlin, and you just keep going.
I know, shaking your head.
What is wrong with you?
And then
over pleading ignorance.
They're ruining my legacy, she says. What?
Lame.
They?
Yeah.
Who's the they?
I think she means I'm ruining my legacy.
Exactly. There was a story out this weekend that there was a family in China that paid Rick Singer, that's his name, right? $6.2 million to get their kid into a college in I forgot where the college was. But $6.2 million they paid that dude.
So I don't think he's ever going to see the light of day. He's not a young man, and he's getting a ton of time. He pled, but and even helped the case against him and the case against people who used him. But what happens to all the money that he's clearly racked up?
Government?
I don't
lawyers?
Know. I'm sure, like her, they forfeit it. I don't know who it goes to.
But he's, can they seize his bank accounts?
Oh, sure. I'm
I would
sure
think
they
so,
have.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's what I meant. Like, I mean.
Any money that you collect in crime, definitely.
Right.
$6 million, and these are all
that's
things that are just
person?
Starting to find out about.
His property, yeah, bank accounts, cars, anything.
Well, they're ill-gotten gains.
Yes.
Giving those up. There is officially only one player left from the 2000 NFL draft.
Wait,
only one.
Say that again.
There is only one player left in the league from the 2000 NFL draft.
Wow. How is that possible? Who is it?
Take a guess.
Is it Tommy?
It's Tom Brady.
Tommy.
Longtime kicker Sebastian Janikowski just announced his retirement at age 41, and he was the second to last guy left from the year 2000.
I know he didn't finish with the Raiders, but he was a great Raider for a long time. And people tripped out that they picked him in the draft the way they did. I think Janikowski went in the first round, and they were like, what, are you nuts? And he turned out to be a lock for the Hall of Fame.
Tom Brady was picked in the sixth round of the draft, the 199th pick.
Well, that's because he sucked in college, okay?
Six quarterbacks, Chad Pennington, Giovanni Carmazzi, Chris Redman, T. Martin, Mark Bolger, and Spurgeon Wynn were all taken before Brady, and he finally was picked in the sixth round. He's always had a chip about that. So.
Well, he should have a chip about that. He sucked in college. Mm. I mean, he's great. I'm not saying he's not great, but that whole chip.
Well, 2 years later,
taken
he was...
this. You know why you were taken? Because you sucked in college. That's why.
Yeah.
And they so and he still bitches about the draft day. They do this. What is that called? Anyway, where they do the workouts for the draft.
Oh, right.
He looks like the slowest, whitest oaf. Just a lappy, can't get out of his own way. Not in the gym guy, and now all of a sudden, look at him.
Yep, there you go.
It turned him into something special.
Yeah, so just be glad you got drafted. Look at you. You put it all together.
And he's going to win another ring this year if you listen to people talk about it on the sports shows.
Don't jinx it, man.
I want to jinx it.
Don't jinx it.
I don't want
Stop
them to
it.
Win.
I want them to.
Enough already.
I haven't had it. It'll never be enough. Never enough. It's never enough.
I hope Garoppolo wins it this year, and at the end, he just laughs and laughs and laughs. Mm. Belichick.
Well, I hope he does well, too. I'd love to see the Niners have a good season for once. Just so sick of winning all the time in Boston.
I know. It gets old, doesn't it?
Oh, God. It must be terrible.
Well, another great year.
Jeez.
Tommy, aren't you retiring? You're not? Oh, okay.
You know, what's my problem with the Pats, if I could just say, is that their division... couldn't be more pathetic. Mm. They have the most pathetic division.
Well, everyone looks pathetic next
to the
Jets. Pats.
No. The Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins have all been terrible forever.
Well, and then in the end, they beat everyone. So they don't just beat their division. I've got some TV news here.
Oh, great.
The Price is Right is going to hit 9,000 episodes in October. And CBS has renewed its entire daytime lineup for the 2019-2020 season, including The Price is Right. Drew Carey, who is back to being a full man.
What?
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of him here. Yeah, I watched an episode recently because he got so, like, sickly looking skinny.
He was half a man, yeah.
That was the long-running joke on this show. Yeah. And then I happened to be home in the middle of the day and The Price is Right was on. And I'm like, oh, boy. Well, things have changed since the last time I watched
this
show.
However, who knows when that was recorded? You never know if that was a rerun.
Yeah, I'm looking at a pretty recent picture here.
The rest of Jim Carrey finally caught up with him.
Drew Carey. Jim Carrey jumped into Drew Carey's body and now he's huge. Anyway, he's fine. I mean, it's just so funny because he was so skinny. He was unrecognizable. You wouldn't even say, oh, that's Drew Carey. So it is the most watched show in daytime. It has an average of 5.2 million viewers per episode. It's been picked up for a 48th season, and it's on pace to hit a total of 9,000 episodes in October. There's a shot of him. CBS has also renewed The Talk.
Oh, yeah. He's exactly who he used to be.
Yep. He's back. He's back, baby. The Talk is getting renewed. Just lost co-host Sarah Gilbert right after Julie Chen left.
Is she still producing it, though?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, I'm sure no one wants to give up their producer credit, but do they?
Yeah.
That's heading into season 10. Daytime soaps, The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful, which are approaching their 47th and 33rd years, respectively. And the Wayne Brady-hosted Let's Make a Deal, they're all coming back. Let's see if there's any more info.
We like our game shows.
We do. Well, you know, the CBS daytime lineup is a staple. Mm. It's been around forever and will continue. Syndication ratings. James Holzhauer's Jeopardy run has snapped Judge Judy's 40-week winning streak.
You mean people are
watching Jeopardy.
Tuning in to see his run.
Yeah. Alex Trebek is battling pancreatic cancer, and he just did a sit-down, I'm going to say with one of the morning shows, maybe Robin Roberts or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, you know, I understandably, he's like, look, I'm a wuss. You know, they're actually telling me I'm doing a little better, but I've got pancreatic cancer. Like, it's no joke. And
not going away.
No.
What does he mean I'm a wuss?
He says he's a wuss. Like, it's hard. It's hard fighting cancer.
Oh, well, yeah. Does it make you a wuss?
Well, no, it's his word.
It's his word.
I know. I'm just saying, I would say to him, dude, you're showing up for work.
Right.
So there's nothing wussy about that.
Yeah.
So, James Holzhauer, who is currently running away with it on Jeopardy, has captivated America. Judge Judy's 40-week winning streak in syndication, let's see. I guess that she... They're both in the sixes. So Jeopardy, though, scored a 6.7 household rating in the week ending April 21st, growing about 5% from the previous week and reaching a six-week high. Judge Judy, which aired all reruns, averaged 6.5, down 3%. I don't know what these numbers mean exactly. I don't know how many people that means are watching them, but that's what their ratings were. So I guess that Judge Judy was also one of several shows that was not seen in its entirety in numerous markets because of the news of the Notre Dame Cathedral fire.
Oh, people switched off?
Right.
Well, that's, plus it's reruns, right?
Right.
Can you say that?
Yep. So, but it's, you know, good for Jeopardy. They're doing well right now.
Well, people are chirping out in Judge Judy's new hairstyle.
Oh, what she got?
It's sort of, I hate to say an old woman hairstyle, but it's just sort of pushed back, sort of gelled and pushed back as opposed to that little wavy thing she had going on. It's just old lady pushed back. You don't have that much hair, so you're just going to rock it by pushing it back. Sort of behind the ear.
She should get a wig. Get one of those little granny wigs, you know? Gray.
So alarming. The wig thing, I mean.
I kind of like it. I think it'd be cool. You know, shave off all your hair and have blue hair one day, pink hair the next day.
Shave off all your hair.
Seems like too much trouble.
Seems fun. The Big Bang Theory is over.
Yeah, I gotta watch that.
They're going all out for the conclusion, Yuzi.
How so?
Well, it's going to be an hour-long series ender.
Uh-huh.
That is airing May 16th at 8 p.m. Then they're going to have the season two ending, the finale of Young Sheldon.
I love that show.
That'll be from 9 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. And then at 9:30, they've slotted a show called Unraveling the Mystery, A Big Bang Farewell. People are, you know, excited about this because I guess it's going to be Johnny Galecki, who plays Leonard, and Kaley Cuoco, who plays Penny, mm-hmm. hosting a special which will take viewers behind the scenes of the show, wrapping up its 12-season mm-hmm. run as TV's longest-running multi-camera comedy series.
To unravel, though?
I don't know. They just do cast interviews and watch everyone cry, I guess. Probably shots from the shooting of the last episode or whatever. 279 total episodes.
Wow.
And I guess that the entire cast is also going to be appearing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert the next... Oh, it's that night.
On the
16th, basically right after the finale
ends.
It's
a really great show. I mean, really, it's like a Friends from back in the day.
People love it.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live fans, cross your fingers. Kate McKinnon, who is one of the big cast members right now. She's a blonde chick. She plays everybody from Hillary Clinton to Ruth Bader Ginsburg to Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. She's excellent.
I haven't seen Justin Bieber.
That's right. Oh, she's great as Justin Bieber. Kate McKinnon is getting close to the end of her contract here. I think there's only three episodes left in this 44th season of SNL, and they are trying
to
get her.
She should stay.
Well, she...
Kate, stay.
It would
We've
be
seen
great.
Your movies. Kate, stay.
She's slated to star in a dramatic limited series about the Theranos founder, Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh.
And it looks like... So I think Hulu is going to have that. They're talking.
She's so good on SNL.
She is. She's
and the
great
movie
on SNL.
She did with...
Well, she did the girl Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't see that. But the one she did with... What's Ashton Kutcher's wife's name?
Mila Kunis?
Mila Kunis, whatever. That movie was unwatchable.
Wait, which one?
What movie?
Where they're like spies.
Not the bad...
Oh, right. I remember that.
Not Bad Moms. Okay.
No, not Bad
the
Moms.
The Spy Who Dumped Me?
Is that it?
I'm not sure.
It's terrible.
She's in that one.
Though. I couldn't finish.
Yeah, that's when
I left.
Mila Kunis.
I'm going to go stare at a wall.
Oh, yeah, the spy would tell me.
So hopefully she'll stay. I love SNL. What's coming up, Vin?
Well, the highest paid CEOs, you can't believe how much.
And oh, my God.
Right here in town,
of
by the way.
Of course it is.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to Jane's show all week for your chance to score tickets to see Shawn Mendes July 14th at... Oracle Arena.
Jane.
Playing a game, girl.
Go on, Vinny.
I just love that Jane.
Yeah. Well,
what's
not to love?
Well, I mean, we could be mad at her for going national.
Yeah. Right. With her big pink interview.
Right.
Is she part of the whole coverage of the Billboard Music Awards tonight, too? That we're doing on Radio
Alice? I honestly do not know about that. Jane, text me.
Man.
Text us, Jane. Let us
don't
know.
Don't text and drive.
Yeah, don't
just text play it. Play it.
Yeah, one. Yeah.
Jane, you play it a game called.
Come on, Vinny, you were singing it.
Called our deck, get by its real name. Make him believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane. Oh, boy. There's nothing holding me back. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Nothing holding me back. We are messy.
Yeah, we are. Anyway, Jane has Shawn Mendes tickets all week long.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Organic Coos Salads and Wraps at Whole Foods near you. They also want to remind you that pesticides are not allowed in organic farming.
Right. Yeah.
We'll see you Friday.
Oh, well, that's good news.
We will.
We will. But don't say anything on air.
Can I say who's coming in on Friday?
She just said the Organic Coo.
But besides the Organic Coo?
Oh, yeah, the dude. Yeah.
Ronny Chang is going to come in. He's a correspondent on The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. And he was in Crazy Rich Asians. He's super funny. And he must be playing locally.
He is. You know, I don't have it in front of me if he's at Cobb's or Punchline. But yeah, he's coming in about 8:30.
Great.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet him.
Oh, you're a big fan.
I like him.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to melt on him or anything.
Well, stuff happens, though,
no,
when people don't live
good.
Up to your hopes and dreams.
I'm sure he will. How could he not? He's amazing.
I hope that he exchanges numbers with you, loves you,
we don't have to
wants
be best
to
friends.
Jam.
He just has
I
to
hope
come in
that
and
he
have
wants
fun.
To continue to be in touch
oh, for God's sake.
Forever. What?
He's just coming in.
All right.
Promote his show. I'm not looking for a lasting relationship with him.
He's pretty cute, though.
He is. He's cute.
Because I'm just making that up. That has never happened.
He has a very funny sort of a running theme in all his stuff on The Daily Show about how his father is so disappointed in him. It's,
yeah. Is that true?
I don't know. I guess we could ask
him. His father wanted him to be a doctor or a lawyer?
I guess so. So Ronny Chang on at 8:30 on Friday.
Here's what's happening. A suspect has been charged with killing two people and injuring four others in a shooting at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte.
Hey, more shootings.
This happened yesterday. This kid, 22-year-old Tristan Terrell, that's been charged, apparently was in the class for 10 minutes, never said a word, just stood up and started shooting. Of course, sent the campus into a scramble. And it was all over the news yesterday afternoon and last night.
Last day of classes, too.
It was.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
It's horrible.
Today is May Day, everyone.
Yay Day.
And there will be... Darn, I lost the page. But there will be, you know, some protests. Hopefully peaceful ones here in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Armageddon rioting broke out in Paris. Mm-hmm. They're saying that thousands had gathered for May Day protest.
They've been protesting pretty regularly there. I think they're, aren't they called like the Yellow
Jackets? The Yellow Jackets.
There's the Yellow Jackets and there's also Black Bloc, which is an anti-capitalist movement. And they were involved in running battles with police at about 1 p.m. By 2 p.m., there had been 165 arrests. And there was smoke, blood, you name it, broken glass, rock throwing. It's crazy, the pictures that I'm looking at right now. This is France today for the May Day protests. So, yikes. Let's keep it peaceful out there, people.
Yeah.
So the highest paid CEOs at America's largest companies. You go, wow, I wonder what that brings in.
What does it pay to be a CEO today?
So it looks like Oracle has two of them. They must split the job, but they each make $108.3 million.
Oh, my
God. And is that just like including all the other, you know, bonuses and all that stuff and stock? Or is that just like...
Safra Katz and Mark Hurd both work at Oracle and each make $108.3 million.
Wow, wow, wow. So much money.
There's a big drop down from there as Robert Iger of Disney makes $65.6 million.
He's poor.
The Disney daughter, well, she must be like a great-granddaughter or something, but she was out there talking about how this Iger guy makes way too much. This money should be spent on the employees at Disney so they can afford to live in Orange County, which no one can.
Mm.
And Iger said, what? My ears are full of money. I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. I'm insulated from you by all this money.
Brian Roberts is the CEO at Comcast, and he makes $32.5 million.
That's pretty good.
Anywhere else here locally? Not that I see. Oh, Tim Cook comes in at 68. Oh, so there's Zuck. Mark Zuckerberg made $22.6 million. Boy, that seems low, doesn't it? When you hear that, you go,
does. Oh. I mean, my feeling is that probably he gets other compensation. It probably doesn't account
right
for bonuses and stock options and whatever else.
So Zuck came in at 20. Tim Cook comes in at 68 with $15.7 million. So there's probably something silly going on there too, right?
Seems like it. It just doesn't, that doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like what they're actually making. Those feel like fudged numbers just to make us feel like, oh, the guy from Apple only makes $15 million a year.
There's a 33-year-old guy named Thomas Wells from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He had been living with his mom last year, but she finally kicked him out in September after he wouldn't stop drinking and smoking weed.
Oh.
You're going to live in my house. You're going to live by my rules.
And how old did you say he is?
He's 33.
Yeah. That's a failure to launch situation.
He was so upset that he grabbed a box of his grandparents' ashes and flushed them down the toilet.
Oh, my God. That's so rude.
His mom didn't realize what he'd done until February, so this is months past. But when she did, she called the cops. They ran an investigation, and Thomas was just arrested for 2 counts of abuse of a corpse and 1 count of criminal mischief.
Oh, wow.
This is her 33-year-old son.
What a delight. How proud she must be.
Abuse of a corpse.
Huh.
Well, those are the ashes. That's what you have to honor someone.
Yeah. Aww.
It's awful.
That is awful.
And that's your son.
Yeah, that's got to be a real disappointment.
It's just
immature thing to do too. Oh, I'm gonna flush my grandparents' ashes.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably drunk and high.
Right.
Right.
That's
not
part
that
of the problem.
An excuse.
You know, every now I love those advice columns, and I'll read them just because I like to hear what the problem is.
Dear Abby, or
stuff like that. Yeah, I was reading one. I might have even been today. But it's just about this mom and the way she's treating this son and the way he reacted to her. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear what they say. And the lady the person that wrote back just said, you need to look at yourself in this situation. This person has told you exactly how they feel about you being in their business, and you're still in their business.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you gave them money that now you're surprised never amounted to anything.
Hmm.
Whose fault is that?
You and give it to yourself.
Oh, shoot.
You like that one.
Mom just got cut.
Hey, you know.
Dang.
That's often the case. You know, you create your own problems.
Ah.
That's what really hurts. Yep.
1 in 4 people don't feel like they have someone to confide in.
Oh.
1 in 4. Even after sharing their feelings, 7 in 10 say they've held back how they really felt.
Oh.
Whether it was from a coworker, a friend, or a partner. They can't really say.
That's too bad. I really think that sometimes you do need to unburden yourself. And it's great to have someone you can trust with your feelings, feelings, all of them.
Right. Mm-hmm. A study of 2,000 Americans examined how daily stressors can affect mental health and what prevents people from seeking out therapy and additional help.
Hmm.
The results revealed that 9 in 10 people admit to downplaying their emotions so they won't worry or burden a loved one.
Hmm.
1 in 4 people feel like they have no one to confide in.
Aww.
That's a lot.
That's sad.
That is sad. You know, there's a story going around. Sonny Garcia is a professional surfer.
What happened to him?
Oh, you heard about you heard this
yeah,
story?
Yeah, but I don't know what happened.
Well, it looks like he tried to commit suicide and didn't. So I don't have all the details. I don't. But Sonny Garcia is a professional surfer. He's been around forever. He was the world champ. He was world champ 1 year, and I think it was the year 2000, but I'm not sure.
Is he an older guy?
He's an older guy in the sense that he's my age, or
he's
a little
younger.
He's like
50, 49, 48, right. Something like that.
But he is someone who, on Instagram, and I follow him, he'd been posting a lot about depression. And even trying to post things in a positive sense about how if you're feeling like this, you're not alone. I feel like this. And as I was reading him, I was thinking, I hope the people around him are taking note. He's clearly suffering from depression. I mean, he's saying it. I have no reason to feel blue, and I feel blue. He's like, I travel the world. He's a pro surfer. So he self-harmed, and he's been in the ICU in Portland, but it's an example of people have depression.
I was wondering why he was in the hospital, and no one, I thought, was he in an accident?
No, they're saying that.
I had no idea about that.
I'd heard a few other things, but I don't have anything confirmed, so I'll leave it there. But
it can be just so overwhelming, you know?
Well, like
and there it is. I have no reason to be sad, but I am sad.
1 in 4 Americans.
No one
don't have anyone to talk to. Please get help. Seek help. I know that you're saying, but I can't afford it. Okay. I don't know who you can find to help you, but there are people who care.
What's the, I'm looking up, what's a suicide line that we give out? 1-800-273-8255. I believe that's 1-800-273-TALK.
Okay.
It's a great place to start.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they can direct you to places where you can get help. Our text number is different from the 800 number we just gave. 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here's a couple. Hi, morning show. Longtime listener. You get me through my horrible commute every day. Love you all. One question. Vinny, you mind sharing the name of the person who put together your will trust? Thanks. Love to all. Write me privately. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I can give it to you.
All right. On Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook or Instagram, direct message, whatever. But I have to look it up. I don't know off the top of my head. And I don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
Uber driver here. The Uber drivers are only picking up riders where they are requesting to be picked up. Most riders do not want to walk and want to be picked up in front of their location and dropped off in front of their locations. The traffic is actually the rider's fault, not the Uber driver. The solution is riders should walk to a place where there is a passenger loading zone so that we can pull over and pick them up. But most do not want to walk.
Well, maybe you should direct them there. Call them and say, walk 3 blocks or I'm not picking you up. Biatch.
I'm sure the response to that would be, someone will just come up and swipe my fare. Snatch me.
Snatch.
Bonnie, I think the Uber and Lyft are only picking up at the new spot at the airport. They can still drop off in front of the terminal.
Oh.
Yeah, the drop-offs are not the problem.
Okay.
It's the pickups. Right?
Sure.
Drop off, you just jump out.
Right, and how would they even know if it was an Uber or not?
Well, there's the signs and the stickers, and then they probably are, you know.
Yeah, but people still drive those cars privately.
SeaTac, listen to this. This is always fun. SeaTac has the Uber Lyft on a separate floor. It really works, guys. Don't fret. The very next one. Seattle Airport did that rideshare pickups. It's the worst. So slow. Okay.
No, we don't know which one.
Right. Yuzette, part of the problem is no one wants to walk, but Lyft and Uber constantly clog up the arteries and make more traffic. Designated locations are a must to keep the flow going.
I agree, and I'm very lazy, and I do not want to walk.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling Uber.
Yeah. I just want to stand here and have someone pick me up and put me in the car.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Lift me.
Yeah. I don't want to carry these.
There's a penalty if you don't put your sticker on for an Uber driver.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What is it?
I don't know what the penalty is, but you get fined.
Is Scott Budman a character of Scott Capurro's?
No.
No, Scott Budman is a newsman for NBC
you
Bay
can
Area.
See him on NBC
legit
Bay Area.
Yeah,
turn him on.
Yeah, legit Budman.
Follow him on Instagram. He's a real live person.
Who has nothing to do with Scott Capurro other than they have the same first name.
Yay, yay, yay. Is he a bit?
No, not a bit. Just a dude. His own guy.
Took me 17 years to advise my elderly parents to finally make a living trust, and we're going through the process now. Good.
Get it done.
Yeah. Heads up, the new text machine is sending 2 to 3 bounce backs for every one text I send in.
Oh, jeez.
We're working on it. Michelle just fixed the bounce back, and so I'm trying to fix something else. It's the first day of our new text messaging, so we're trying to work the kinks out.
Why did we switch?
Money.
Ah, it's always the answer to all the questions.
Has to be.
Money. More texts after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.